5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's go to Angela Vithoulkas. She's a City of Sydney councillor who joins us now. Angela, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? It's a lovely day for the farm today.
Well, it is a lovely day. I'm just scratching my head. Why do we need an urban farm?
Well, this is a master plan that's been put forward for Sydney Park. There was some consultations done on it. And the whole look of this, John and Gary, is that in a city living now where we don't have a lot of space. Kids are growing up and don't think that, fruit and veg and meat, everything comes from a supermarket. They don't know exactly, they don't get exposed to the outside and to farm living as much as perhaps they would have when you and I grew up. And I know that we've also put forward a community garden plan as well, and it brings communities together. Kids will have a good time, there'll be some education, organic farming. I think it's a really good thing for the city.
So it's an authentic farm, is it?
Yes.
So you'll be slaughtering animals there?
No, I don't think any of that is happening. And farms come under different categories. There are orchard farms, vegetable farms. This is very much based along a garden farm. As we said, the orchards are there. Bees. Kids will get some education, have classes. There'll be cooking school. It's a good idea.
Was there an outcry for it? Like there was just hundreds and hundreds of people literally saying, we want an urban farm?
I think an outcry is a bit dramatic. I don't believe there was an outcry, but it is the role of council to be leaders and put forward good ideas. There was some community consultation. I'm sure there could have been a lot more done. But as I said, I do think this is a good idea. I am in support of this. I look forward to something great coming out of it, although it does appear that WestConnex will be stealing a bit of the city farm.
In that Sydney Park area. So it's going to cost, $435,000 for operational expenditure, is that right?
That's initially, but we do expect it to be self-funding not too far away.
So it'll be self-funding ultimately, and people will be going there in that park. Which is, it's a huge park, isn't it?
It is a huge park, but, there'll be a lot of volunteers, a lot of people coming together. A lot of people live in spaces now, guys, where they have no access to gardens, no public space close to them. It's something for the city.
Well, can I just ask a question on behalf of Gary? What, you've spent a lot of money in that park building a little bike track so kids can learn how to ride bikes. Shouldn't the council just have the kids riding on the street? Why is the council spending money on that?
Verbal me.
That's a whole other subject.
That's the whole point, though, isn't it? That's what parks are for, isn't it?
Parks are for everybody in the community, not just kids, but as well as.
So is the park, how much room is the park taking up?
The park?
The farm, the urban farm.
Yeah, it's a sizable space.
Will there be any parkland left over for those people who just enjoy parks?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge park for those who haven't been there. It's a massive park. What proportion of the park do you think will be taken up by this?
And gentlemen, this is a master plan. So that means what's coming together is the ideas of where we think everything should be and how it should look. It's not a final detail on the city farm or the park, because we do have to see where WestConnex sits and what's going to happen then, and probably revise plans.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, good luck with it, Angela. Just, to me, it just feels like it's just too much of a strong hand from the council trying to tell people, well, this is what you need. You need to know where your food's coming from and this is how your food's produced. I don't think there's a general outcry from people wanting to know.
Oh, I don't think we're trying to tell people. I think we're trying to provide a really good space and a really good place for people to learn and come together and for kids to see something that maybe they won't have many opportunities to have a look at.
All right. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.